Ever found yourself like sketching something out, you know, and wishing you could just like take that 3D model you've been working on your computer on the go?
Yeah, I feel that.
Well, today we're diving into ZBrush.
Okay.
It's this digital sculpting tool, and the way it's going back and forth between iPad and desktop is kind of blowing my mind.
Yeah, no, it's seriously impressive. Like the tech is there.
It's pretty cool. So for our listeners who maybe haven't played around with 3D sculpting, can you explain like what ZBrush is?
Yeah, so imagine like you're sculpting, but instead of clay or marble, you're using digital tools to shape and mold a 3D model on your computer.
Okay.
That's ZBrush in a nutshell. Like it's super popular with artists doing stuff for video games, movies, you name it.
So it's the big leagues.
Oh yeah, this is like industry standard stuff.
Okay.
But what's really cool is they've added this whole new level. You can now seamlessly move your work between your computer and your iPad.
So cool. And we've actually got this video, right, from David Bittorf on YouTube that we're kind of using as our guide today.
Yeah, he breaks it down really well.
Yeah. So in this video, he starts by like sculpting on his iPad,
Yeah.
right? Just to show us how it works.
Yeah, like he's on the go, maybe just wants to get some ideas down.
Exactly. Yeah. And then so he's got like maybe some of the bigger shapes roughed out, but he wants to like get into the nitty-gritty detail.
And that's where the magic happens, right?
Yeah. So how does he transfer it? Because it's almost so simple. It kind of feels like you're missing something.
Yeah, it's surprisingly intuitive. So you're working away on your iPad, you hit export, and your desktop with ZBrush open just pops up.
It's like what?
It's like it already knows what's up.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But behind the scenes, it's using this feature called GoZ, stands for Go ZBrush,
Okay.
which I don't know why they didn't just call it Easy Transfer or something,
Yeah.
but it basically creates this bridge between the two versions. So you're sending the 3D model back and forth.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
So we've talked about, okay, you're on your iPad, you go to your desktop, but then what about the other way around?
So that's where it gets a little less intuitive, but it's still way better than like emailing files to yourself, which is what people used to do.
Oh, yeah.
So you're on your iPad, you need to go into the import menu, and there's this Go Z tab. You hit refresh, and boom, there it is. Your desktop project is just there on your iPad.
Still pretty good.
Oh, yeah. It's just like a
Gotcha.
couple extra clicks.
So, okay, but think about like the possibilities, right? You could be, I don't know, on your lunch break,
Totally.
just sketching something out in 3D.
And then later that night, you're back in your home studio, you can just pick up right where you left off.
It's a game changer.
It is, and it really speaks to how important the software design is to like helping artists be more creative. It's not just about convenience. This is removing barriers between you and what you want to create.
It's huge. It's huge. So yeah, ZBrush, they're killing it with this update, like this whole seamless transfer thing.
Game changer.
Game changer. Yeah, making it way more accessible to people too.
It really makes you wonder what's next, you know? What if this is like the new standard?
Yeah.
Not even just within ZBrush, but across different programs. The possibilities are huge.
Okay, that's a whole other deep dive though.
We'll save that for next time.
I'm gonna go sculpt a tiny dragon.
Okay.
See ya.